Massive police operation beginning today in Sydney ahead of the Israeli president's state visit.
More than 3,000 officers will be deployed with police granted special powers in the CBD and eastern suburbs.
He certainly is. Yeah, Chris Minns concerned that tensions could boil over, particularly on Monday afternoon with a major pro-Palestine rally planned. Demonstrators want to start at Town Hall and head up to State Parliament, but authorities would much rather they centre their demonstration on Hyde Park. But you see, here's the thing. Police have been granted extraordinary new powers over this week, and we'll bring up this graphic where it takes in effect. It's essentially the city out towards Pyrmont and the fish markets and then all the way through to the eastern suburbs. Now, in this area, police have the power to move anyone on for any reason. The typical protections associated with a public place, being able to be where you want, do not apply for the next week. Officers also have the right to stop and search anyone or any vehicle without the need for a warrant, and exclusion zones will apply. So major road closures are planned for those exclusion zones, as well as rolling road closures, with a heavy motorcade expected to transport the Israeli president around when he touches down tomorrow.